Nathan Triplett. He is on the East Lansing City Council. Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Interesting meeting last night, talking about the growth, if you will, for the park. Brought up a topic that had some parents concerned revolving around arsenic. Tell us about this story.
Well, the Rotary Club of East Lansing was planning on doing a renovation of Patriarch Park's wooden play structure for a 50th anniversary signature project. And in the process of preparing for that, some testing was done on the structure, and it was discovered that a chemical called CCA, which contains arsenic, was used to treat the structure when it was originally constructed. I should note that at the time the structure was built, that was standard industry practice. But in the interim, the industry has stopped using that chemical to treat wooden play structures. And it's a source of some concern, obviously, for parents. When you hear the words arsenic and playground in the same sentence, it's reasonable to be concerned about the safety of your children. The good news is that there's no immediate health risk to anyone who's played on the playground previously or is playing on it now, but out of an abundance of caution, we've marked the playground to make parents aware of the situation, and the Rotary Club and the city are both taking a step back to evaluate and decide what the best course of action is for A, making the playground safe, and B, making parents confident that it's safe for those children to play on it.
So is this something you breathe, something that can rub off on your skin? Do you have to ingest it for it to take effect?
Well, it's something that, you know, the EPA has issued guidance for how to deal with these structures. They don't recommend necessarily that they be demolished, but they do recommend that people who have handled them or touched them wash their hands. They recommend that, obviously, you know, with children, always a danger is that you're putting your mouth on and you're putting your hands on it and sticking in your mouth. So really, you know, it's common hygiene that is the essential protocol for dealing with contact with the structure. And at this point, we've conducted some testing. We have found the chemical in the wood, obviously, because it was treated there. But as of yet, there hasn't been any indication that it has leached into the soil. There's no danger, as it's just sitting there, of airborne particles for this particular chemical. The primary concern actually was that if the Rotary Club were to do renovations, that would involve cutting into the wood, it would produce sawdust that would have this chemical, and there's much more stringent protocols for how to handle it when you're manipulating the structure versus just playing on it.
Now, how much of the structure is affected with this? Is it the whole thing or just the one part that was rebuilt some years ago?
Well, Patriarch Park is a relatively unique structure in the city because it's constructed, that particular structure is constructed entirely out of wood. Most of our more recent structures, obviously, are more durable. They use plastic and metal. So that large wooden structure, all of the wood was treated with this chemical, CCA. But that makes it unique in the city because it's our only large wooden structure of that type. Some communities across the country obviously use wood in all of their structures, and so they had a much larger problem. Ours is contained to this one structure.
Nathan, are you worried you're going to have to tear it down?
You know, I think ultimately, Tony, there are two different issues here. One is what is actually a safety risk for children, and one is what do we need to do to make parents confident that this structure is safe for their children to play on. So as we go through this process, and if it becomes obvious that parents are just concerned about the fact that this playground contains this structure, we may not have another option but to start from the ground up. But at this point, I don't want to prejudge what the community thinks is a necessary intervention, but we'll do whatever is necessary to make parents feel safe having their children play on what is a signature park in our community.
And that would be so sad, Nathan. I can remember when I worked at Channel 10, we covered the story of the community helping to build that. And even though I can't even walk and chew gum at the same time, I brought a hammer over there and helped. Boy, that would be sad.
Yeah, and you know, there are other ways that we could go about it. There's a protocol that would allow for the sealing of the structure on an annual or more frequent basis to try and, again, prevent any additional contact with this chemical. But I think, you know, again, there are two issues. One is what is actually the safety risk, and one is what is the perceived risk. So we're going to have to go through a process here with the community of deciding what's best for East Lansing in terms of how to deal with this structure, because the EPA doesn't tell us there's one thing in particular we have to do. And we'll move forward. So, you know, this is a signature park in our community, and I think many people have the same kind of feelings you do about this structure. And so it's going to be a tough discussion, but, you know, I'm confident that the council and the Rotary Club and East Lansing residents will come to a solution that allows this to continue to be a signature recreational facility in this community.
Will this be discussed at the next meeting?
We're still waiting for some additional testing to be done, so I don't think it'll be on the next council agenda, but as more information becomes available, we'll be staying on top of this situation so that we can provide guidance to the community and guidance to the Rotary Club, which had planned on doing this major build later in September, which has been temporarily put on hold until we figure out what the best next steps are.
And it looks like there's going to be some new business, some new growth, some new building in East Lansing.
Yeah, you know, one of the great things about living in East Lansing is that we remain an attractive place to work and raise a family and to invest. So there are a couple exciting projects that have been approved recently that are moving forward in our downtown. And I think it's a real testament to the business community's confidence in being involved in our community.
And, Nathan, before I let you go, seems like I ask this question to everyone when you talk about the next budget. Where do you see yourself? What's the deficit?
Well, you know, we're still waiting to close out last year and take a look forward, but I can tell you that it's not going to be easy. It's never easy in the last 10 years as we've dealt with declining property values and declining state revenue sharing payments. The good news is that on balance, as a result of some minor changes in the formula this year upcoming, we ended up getting slightly more revenue sharing than we had budgeted. We tend to budget fairly conservatively, so that may help us have yet another year for the economy to rebound and help increase our tax collections from property taxes. But I don't think any time in the near future you're going to have any municipal official on your show telling you that pictures are rosy.
How much in additional funds did you gain?
It was in the neighborhood of a couple $100,000. I don't have the exact number in front of me. But, you know, in the grand scheme of our budget, it wasn't a tremendous amount. But at this point, you know, to make ends meet and to get through these budgets, we're looking for every single dollar. So, you know, it was enough to give us a little confidence that we've got another year to make some choices, but not necessarily the tough choices or tougher choices, I should say, that we thought we might have to make.
All right, Nathan, let's stay in touch about this playground situation, and we'd like to help in any capacity that we can.
Well, I appreciate that, Tony. Let's do that.